This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wai Deilang Pariyat. First, we take a look at the headlines. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will arrive in Guwahati today to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio calls for working towards a pan-Naga platform to provide a collective voice for the Naga people. The budget sessions of Meghalaya and the Assam Legislative Assembly will begin today. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha advises students and youth to stay away from addiction and to join hands in building the country. And now the news and details. A full team of the Election Commission of India, headed by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will arrive in Guwahati today to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. The Chief Election Commissioner will be accompanied by the Election Commissioners S.S. Sandhu and Vivek Joshi. During the three-day visit, the Commission will hold detailed meetings with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio yesterday asserted the need to work towards a pan-Naga platform to provide a collective voice for the Naga people. Mr. Rio emphasized that true unity does not mean uniformity, but recognizing shared destiny despite differences. The Chief Minister was speaking at the Lui Ngaing Ni celebration at the Ukhrul headquarters ground in Manipur, organized by the United Naga Council and hosted by the Thangkhul Naga Long. Extending Lui Ngaing Ni greetings, he said this occasion was not merely a festival, but a reaffirmation of Naga identity and heritage. Mr. Rio also said that geography may define administrative arrangements, but it cannot diminish the ties of kinship, culture and faith that unite the people, and therefore there is a need to work towards a pan-Naga platform to provide a collective voice. The Chief Minister reiterated the aspiration for integration of all contiguous Naga-inhabited areas under one administrative umbrella, recalling that the Nagaland Legislative Assembly had passed six resolutions between 1964 and 2018 supporting the demand. The budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will begin today. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar will deliver his address to the members of the House, marking the commencement of the session. The Assembly's Business Advisory Committee has allocated 7 days for government business and 3 days for private members' business. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who holds the finance portfolio, will present the state budget for the year 2026-2027 in the House on the 20th of this month. The proceedings of the House will be extended if required, particularly on the day when supplementary demand for grants are taken up, with discussions continuing till 3 p.m. The budget session, the vote on account of the Assam Legislative Assembly, will begin at Dispur today. The House will meet at 9:30 a.m. in the Assembly Chamber, with Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya addressing the House on the first day of the session. The four-day session marks the final session of the current Assembly ahead of the upcoming Assembly elections. Assam Finance Minister Ajanta Niyog is set to present a vote on account instead of a full budget, considering the upcoming Assembly elections likely to be held in March-April. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to get underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will be participating in the summit. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by three foundational pillars or sutras, which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. These are people, planet, and progress. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. Strengthening sports infrastructure in the border region, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju inaugurated a newly constructed multipurpose indoor hall cum volleyball stadium at Muyo in Lungla subdivision of Tawang district of Arunachal Pradesh. Developed under the Khelo India initiative, the facility will provide modern training amenities for indoor sports, especially volleyball, and encourage youth participation in competitive athletics. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs Kento Jini and MLA Shering Lamu, along with district officials, sports administrators and community leaders, were present on the occasion. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the student committee has an important role in building the country. He said this while addressing the statewide conference on tribal students organized by the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad at Rabindra Shatabarshi Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. The Chief Minister said that students were the future of the country, and in every educational institution, along with studies, it is necessary to teach students about values. The Chief Minister advised the students and the youth to stay away from addiction and to join hands in building the country. Speaking on issues related to interests of the tribals, he said that the overall progress of the state is closely linked to the socio-economic development of the tribals. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh visited Sainik School in Imphal yesterday. The president of the school, Colonel A. Rajiv, presented a detailed briefing on the functioning of the school and highlighted key grievances and challenges currently being faced, such as deteriorated infrastructure, water supply, perimeter wall strengthening, pending construction of the girls' hostel and others. After the presentation, the Chief Minister stated that the concerns raised would be taken up with the concerned authorities for appropriate action. He emphasized that the issues would be looked into as students are the pillars of society and must be given due importance. During the visit, the Chief Minister carried out a thorough inspection of different parts of the campus to assess infrastructure requirements and to identify areas needing construction, renovation and repair. Nagaland will join the country in conducting the second edition of the nationwide campaign Mediation for the Nation 2.0, which is set to be launched across the country from March of this year. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority will spearhead the 90-day mediation drive in the state. The initiative aims to settle pending cases through mediation across all district legal services authorities in Nagaland. During the campaign, various categories of cases will be taken up for mediation. These include matrimonial disputes, motor accident claim cases, domestic violence cases, check-bound cases, commercial disputes, service matters, compoundable criminal cases, consumer disputes, partition suits, eviction matters, land acquisition cases, and other suitable civil disputes. The Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister, Bikash Deb Barma, yesterday visited the Damchara Tribal Students' Hostel in North Tripura. During the visit, he spoke directly to the students there and got to know about their studies and other related matters. Mr. Damarma said that the state government aims to overcome shortcomings in various infrastructure built by the previous government and to take tribal education forward in a new direction. He said that work for constructing a modern hostel with 100 beds for boys and girls is in progress, stating that the first condition to improve quality education is to educate the students properly. The minister said that quality means more than just textbooks, and adding that for this, modern infrastructure, disciplined hostel management and nutritious food are required. Arunachal Pradesh's self-taught cyclist Jumgam Kaki clinched the silver medal in the men junior cross-country Olympic category on the third day of the 22nd National Mountain Bike Championship in Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District. The gold medal in the same category was won by Sonawane Yogesh from Maharashtra. In the men elite cross-country relay event, the Maharashtra team emerged victorious, claiming the gold medal. The women elite cross-country Olympic event saw star Narzari from Karnataka, who secured the gold medal. In the men under cross-country Olympic category, Thotmachan Awungshi, representing the Indian Air Force, claimed the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the women junior cross-country Olympic event, Sobarnika S. from Tamil Nadu won the gold medal. And now we take a look at the headlines once again. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will arrive in Guwahati today to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. Nagaland Chief Minister Mr. Nephew Rio calls for working towards a Pan-Naga platform to provide a collective voice for the Naga people. The budget sessions of the Meghalaya and the Assam Legislative Assembly will begin today. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha advises students and the youth to stay away from addiction and to join hands in building the country. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.